I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Up, gigglers.
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Okay, you ready?
We have to do everything.
You ready? You want me to hold the mic for you? Hey guys, welcome to.
Do we have to do everything?
Honestly, since reality TV, you've changed. Okay.
I rebuke that.
What?
It's a truth.
Rebuke?
Yeah, something in the name of the Lord. You know, people say that. I rebuke.
I object.
I'll see you both in court. Okay. Anyway, welcome to Giggly Squad Kingdom. We just had a hard launch of our YouTube channel. So hard. Paige didn't know what happened.
I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't even know.
I was like, hey, we just launched our YouTube.
Hey, here's a link. Post this. I like didn't even know what I was posting.
But that's just called trust and teamwork.
I should watch it, shouldn't I?
Okay, you haven't been introduced yet, but perfect timing.
Yeah, hey guys.
This is not a guest.
No.
This is a friend of the pod.
Right.
Because we don't have guests.
I think I like that about you guys.
Yeah.
Can you put the mic to your mouth?
Oh my God. It's my first time. Damn. Don't crucify me.
It's not the first time.
Yeah, we don't have guests because we don't
like people.
Yeah, you don't like people.
But
Paige, you were just sitting in your house, like just in silence by yourself.
Emailing someone and being like, will you come on our podcast? Makes me want to die.
I know. And Sierra just coughed in my face. You guys caught that on camera.
Bitch, I am coming for your throat next
Actually,
time.
I'm coming for you right now because
yeah,
we have a bone to pick with you.
What did I do?
This isn't an intervention, but this is like a call out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're going to invite me on your podcast to call me out in front of all your little gigglers.
I'm going to be honest.
Sounds familiar.
We're not about the drama.
No, we're not.
We've never been for the drama. We like to avoid drama at all costs. However,
it just so happens that's how we met, the drama.
It was trauma bonding.
Yeah.
I was innocently scrolling through my Instagram and I saw my arch nemesis.
Who is?
Paige.
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Okay.
If you're an OG giggler, you know that when we started Giggler Lives, John Mayer purposely would do his lives at the same time.
And it was just like, it was rude. It was offensive.
It was uncool. Yeah. He knows Andy, which means he knows us, which means he knew what he was doing.
Okay. So
and then to see you,
and then Instagram Live literally was like shut down because he was bringing so much traffic and they hadn't figured it out yet.
Or were we bringing the traffic?
No, because remember there was like a couple days where we couldn't do lives. There because was because like, a wasn't rapper working.
Like brought strippers on his Instagram Live and they were like, "Oopsie poopsie."
Oh yeah, who was that?
Probably Lil Boosie.
No, I forget who it was, but
someone
I do
had
remember
a little too much fun on Instagram Live.
Was it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anywho.
Okay, what's your beef with me?
My beef with
that
you.
That I was on TV with John Mayer.
That it was just like you were so chummy with him and you chummy. Didn't even chummy. Think about us.
And it's like you know how we feel and then you get
now
all...
listen, I'll never do y'all dirty, but John Mayer wants to say hello yeah, to me.
I would too.
What did he say?
I would have too.
What did he say?
I mean, he said to bring all the sexy nurses this way and I said I could be sexy and I'm a nurse and...
Wait, hey. Did he really say that to you? Did you fuck John Mayer?
No, I didn't fuck John Mayer. No,
Sierra's engaged to John Mayer.
No. You know what?
You heard her first.
He's actually really attractive, but, and he has, I'm really into his long hair.
What's
his length
like,
right now.
Height like in real
he's
life?
He's like tall. He's tall. He's like a 6'5".
But Sierra.
And I'm actually really good at guessing heights.
He's not our type.
Yeah, because he is my type. He's toxic. He's like the second worst.
I feel like she likes a nerdy guy too. And I feel like John Mayer can give off nerdy vibes.
He does give off nerdy vibes.
Yeah, he gives off
like lanky.
Gives
off like he's nerdy lanky.
Yeah. You know? Like he's quirky and yeah. like.
He I'm, gives off like he could recite poetry to you and you wouldn't hate it.
I just really wanted I'd him to sing it. To me. You know how I hate guys singing to me? Same. I feel like that would be acceptable.
Well, yeah, it's
because he's,
only one, song.
He's
but only
rich.
One song.
Like if a poor dude starts playing guitar at a party,
you hit the nail on the fucking head.
Turn the lights off. Call the police
so
on the party.
True. There's nothing worse than
he's
a broke
rich,
man.
You're like, this is art.
If he's like talking about his indie label, you're like, get out of my apartment. Like
his SoundCloud account.
Wait, like figure out a 401k.
If he pulled out a
get
guitar, like I wouldn't be mad. But like also, can we? He's aged.
Has he?
He's aged.
But do you like that he hasn't gotten like Botox and stuff?
I like that he has forehead wrinkles, but like,
how
I don't know.
Old is
he's
he?
44. I looked it up.
Wow.
So for me, he's a baby.
Yeah, that's yeah. child's play for him.
Wait, who do you think looks better, Dez or John Mayer?
Now you know I love Dez. Now
I love
you know.
Dez.
Nah, you know I think Dez is fine. Honestly, I'm gonna go with Dez on this one. But don't we can't tell him his head is already big.
I know his head is so big. It's okay. He's not listening to this episode.
Yeah,
he doesn't really, listen to Giggly Squad.
What was the? Because we didn't really see on Instagram besides that you lost all my trust. Did you? What was your actual interactions with him? We want like moment by.
Oh my
moment.
God, girl, minimal. Minimal. I was like, hey, was, you know, we like on commercial
did
break.
Did you see him before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was like, okay,
did you
cool.
know he was gonna be there?
Not until like. 10 minutes before we were
wow.
about to go out.
Was Andy being all like, that's my bestie?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like commercial breaks, they're like chatting it up. And then like on commercial breaks, like Andy introduced us. And then like...
Do you yeah, pretend that were... you're a fan? Or do you are you just like, oh, nice to meet you.
That's
did
one
you say
thing
John? About... John, nice to meet you.
One thing I will not. I will always act like, oh my God, hi. Like I will not fangirl. Unless you're like Tyra Banks or like... Yeah,
that's
Tyra Banks.
That's a very interesting approach.
I will not fangirl. Because I feel like it's annoying. I don't want to be annoying.
But think about it. I like when people low-key are just like, hey, I love your work.
Yeah. Like they don't make it a thing.
You know how it is when someone's like...
Hey, by the way, great content.
If someone goes, your outfits are great, and they just walk away, you're like, I wish I could do this all the time. But yeah, when people yeah. start yelling at you like you're not a human, that's when you're awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get... And I'm like... I love that song, you know, Dreaming with a Broken Heart. That's my shit.
Did you say that?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
And he's a guy also. I'm an act. Super
that's
cool.
That's true.
In the event that he does want to fuck me, he can't say that he fucked a fan.
That's true.
But also there is a
that's
chance.
So
he can't say that he fucked
a fan. Sierra's like, I mean, you're young. She could not know who John Mayer is.
Ain't no way in hell. That is not true.
It's true.
I'm there 26. Could be,
yeah, but
do you
okay.
guys feel like you're my older sisters? Sometimes
no.
I feel like I'm your creepy aunt.
No, I don't feel like we're like I'm. Oh my God, I'm so much older than her.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm older, but I feel like I'm related to you, but not.
I feel like I have a sense of like to protect you more than another girl that would be my age.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I
true. Like
but
I'd sacrifice
don't feel
myself.
Like.
I'm like an older sister. I would never. If it's a bullet and it's me and Sierra, bitch, you better figure it out.
Oh, you're making me choose between you two?
I know. I'm saying like
we're trying to fight.
No,
we're
trying to get to a fight. For me. I'm not she's taking not
a,
taking
I'm not dying oh. for
no,
her.
No, that's fine because if a mass shooter comes in, I'm gone.
Yeah, like
No, we talked about this last episode. You're not gone. You play dead.
Yeah, oh, okay. We did talk about this.
I need to start listening to y'all's podcast. Speaking of,
you don't listen?
I listen to you motherfuckers every day. What do I need to tune in for?
Anyone that's actually close to us listens, my mom except does. Our moms.
my mom loves giving me a recap
afterwards.
I have to
hear you two idiots.
And that's really in case we say anything bad that they're like, Paige.
Your mom's like, how many blowjobs did you give in high school? Okay, question. It's funny that you brought
Poor
on
Kim.
You brought please Kim. You brought up Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks is getting some heat right now.
Why?
Wait, why?
Because people are pulling old episodes of America's Next Top Model.
Oh my God.
Someone gave a really good insight on it on TikTok where I got all my information. Basically being like Sandra Bullock. Sorry, there's so many shitty Sandra Bullock movies out. I can't keep track. Doesn't even sound like Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks.
Start over.
I'm a celebrity reporter. Can you tell? Tyra Banks was trying to be ahead of the time in terms of like body positivity, different kinds of models, whatever.
Right.
But she obviously wasn't perfect about it because it was a whole different time. And now Gen Zs are finding clips out of context and being like, that's problematic. Tired. And I'm like, she was trying to be ahead of...
No, I'm done with that.
I'm tired. First of all, I'm tired of Gen Z, even though I might be one. I'm not sure yet.
You're on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp. But like, that's fucking stupid. The modeling industry was so different back then. Mm-hmm. Like now it's all like Instagram.
Yeah.
So America's Next Top Model was lit.
No, it was... And if I wanted to be on it, like
you should.
It was my dream.
It's still a show, right?
No.
Oh.
It's okay.
I was like 5'7" watching it. How many times were you like, I could do a better pose than that?
I mean, there's a lot of girls on there that, I mean, even being 6 years old watching it, I was like, oh, I can fucking show them up. I can outwalk them any day.
Yeah.
Any day.
Do you think sometimes producers picked like the worst photo for a storyline?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
oh my God.
Like, of all the photos, they'd be like,
yeah.
And they'd be like, why'd you pose like that?
Yes, absolutely. Because it was a TV show.
Yeah,
like,
it had
to be.
The drama.
Yeah.
Remember when they mixed the guys and the girls? When they brought both guys and girls on for a season?
Yeah.
And then people started
sleeping. I was like, done watching it by
people
that
started
time.
Sleeping together. Ooh, girl.
Ooh.
Some people did become really famous. Well, Eva. She became famous.
And now she was a housewife.
Yes.
Takara was on. So Tyra had the Tyra Banks show. And Takara used to be on America's Next Top Model. Next Top Model, she was like a plus size model. Mm-hmm. And then they started working together on the Tyra show. And now she does like different stuff in like film. Mm-hmm. Love her. She's also fucking hilarious.
Okay, informant.
Yeah.
Girl, when I tell
someone
you.
Did her research.
You loved that show.
I love Tyra. I used to come
Did you ever go to any of the castings?
No, I was so young.
Oh, yeah.
But like I would come home. The Tyra Banks show would come on at 4:00. Mm-hmm. And I would get home at like 4:15, but I'm watching the rest of like the 45 minutes of the Tyra Banks show because there's always something. I mean,
oh,
I
this one she had her talk show.
Her talk show.
I mean, Tyra also normalized like big, beautiful foreheads. Some guy told me I had a big forehead yesterday on TikTok. So I basically look
girl
like Tyra Banks.
I contoured the fuck out of my forehead because it's five.
Also, she.
She's in the Skims campaign.
She was just in the Skims campaign. She also got a lot of heat like after her like modeling days for like gaining weight. And she was like, fuck you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Tyra is out here moving mountains, building boulders.
She created the smize.
Yeah.
She created the smize.
Hello.
She literally
But she
did.
Is a woman who is, I hate to be like outspoken because that's just a normal man. But of course she's going to have some backlash.
Dancing with the Stars.
America's Got Talent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She is booked and
she's
busy.
She's got a resume.
Yeah, she's...
She has a son. She also now has this ice cream company.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Go when I tell you,
this is
I know
a
about
skiing
Tyra.
And Tyra Banks podcast.
Tyra Banks and Pamela Anderson stands on this podcast.
So last episode, we forgot to talk about the fact that I went to Dublin.
is that how you say it?
Dublin. And
it's not Dublin?
Dublin. And...
She's embodying this like way too much.
I just have to say, like, I'm a new woman after being to Europe. Des says it's just Ireland, but like, it's Europe.
Yeah.
And it's culture. Like, I've never seen it before. The greenery, the butter, the coffee. I've just seen a lot
cows.
Of things. Sheep. Okay. As well.
The butter really is superior.
Game changing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
the men.
What are the men
top
like?
Notch. The Irish men, you would love the Irish men.
Really?
They all have like an attitude problem because it's always rainy, so they're always kind of critical.
Yeah.
In the most sarcastic, like,
they're always like a little
way.
Bit mad, I feel like.
Yes, like Dez had a little injury and he was on crutches. He said it's not an old man injury, it's an athlete type injury.
Right.
This damn hip that he's been talking about for the past 2 years. The past 2 years.
He literally got a hip replacement. Yeah. He was like, but it's not
he
because
goes,
I'm old.
Like a footballer injury. So he shows up and you think at this show and you think his fans would be all like, oh, are you okay? Like, you know, in America, if someone, oh, are you okay?
No.
And they were just like, he's milking that shit. And I was like, I love Ireland.
Europeans are just so much more sarcastic. Deck.
That's what I love that about them, though. They can take a fucking joke.
Yeah,
those cultural nuances are wild. Like in Ireland, they drive on the left side. So when you're actually walking and you see a person, you know how in America you just naturally walk right? They walk that way. So I'll have a full on like set a pick on myself for like 5 minutes to get
you,
around a person.
I know you weren't driving in Ireland.
Oh, honey.
You can't even drive in America.
I did not drive.
The last time you drove?
Okay, I'm getting attacked right now. But I do have to say, when Dez drives on the wrong side of the left side of the road, I don't want anyone getting mad at me, with a stick,
it's
like
hot.
It's like he's driving like an air pilot. Like, I'm so impressed by it.
How is he doing it?
How does he switch his brain like that? Is it like,
no,
is it weird?
He's much smarter than me, which I wouldn't recommend dating in your 20s because you want to manipulate them. But then by the time you get married, get a guy who's smarter than you so you don't have to use your brain.
Okay, but like,
did you ever pass your road test?
Okay, why are we bringing this up?
I just can't remember.
I was here so I don't get fined.
You should experience driving.
I passed my road test at 24. It got expired, and then I failed the test.
And then you never.
Next question.
Will you ever drive? What the fuck happens when you have a kid,
Next
Anna?
Question.
It's called being successful enough
to have a driver. I like that type
to have
of attitude.
A driver for per child. Do you want to hear T?
Yeah.
I heard that. I don't know who told me this, and if they told me, I should. I'm
whatever,
to keep
it doesn't
a secret.
Matter.
You know when you say you're going to keep so many secrets, you forget which one's which. Anyway, let me drink my juicy
juice.
You
don't know what's a lie from the truth?
I heard that Jessica Simpson and Kim Kardashian have kids that go to the same school. And Jessica Simpson will be like, oh, did Kim drop her kids off at school today? Oh, she's such a, like, oh, I guess I have
who
to
who told you this, bitch?
I don't know. Someone deep in the industry that's
who
definitely
told you
never going to tell
how
me anything
How are
again.
You getting elementary school, celebrity elementary school drama?
What is
how
up with Jessica Simpson?
This?
Something's going on, and no one's talking about it.
Okay, wait a minute. Can I just say, I love Jessica Simpson. I had all of her albums, and I fucking love her. I was stalking her yesterday.
I love her, too.
I am obsessed
she
with her.
She walks so we could trip on reality TV.
Yeah, truly. I mean,
so true.
We would be nothing without Newlyweds.
Nothing.
And then to me, this is what I was thinking about. When I see Nick Lachey, I see Jessica. What's his wife's name?
Vanessa.
Yeah, I see Jessica because to
me, Vanessa literally just came out and said that like how hard this is for her.
I'm gonna say about what
about like how much it impacted her and their relationship.
He's shaking his head. Do you know this? And I don't.
They were married and like their breakup and everyone's just was like so enthralled with them.
Wait, so Vanessa is this is gonna be a hot take? The Britney of Tam and of Pam and Tommy.
The Britney?
Yes, I followed that. Yes.
She knows what I'm saying. Can you explain that?
Yes. I was like, can you write that down?
So
Pam and Tommy.
Pam and Tommy. Yeah, here's our chart. There's Pamela Anderson. There's Tommy Lee.
Okay.
You like romanticize their relationship, right. Okay. But it didn't work out. So Tommy Lee then married this girl named Britney. And like, you're happy he's happy, but like in the back of your head, you're like, but what if?
She's not Pam.
She's not Pam.
Okay. And Vanessa is not Jessica.
But Vanessa and Nick are starting like all these reality shows that
they
are making mad money.
They just launched a new show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Where it's like you pick a person, they put everyone in a house, you pick a person to be in a relationship with, and then you move in with them immediately to see if you could marry that person. It sounds so crazy, but I will start watching it tonight.
I fully support that because I hate those people who are like, we're waiting to see when we're ready to move in. It's like, oh, waste 5 years and then move in and realize you can't stand the way he like leaves the fork in the sink.
Okay, so you want to move in immediately because I don't
believe. She did.
That's what I did.
Yeah, oh my God, you did do that.
Trap his ass.
People don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
That you moved in.
My mom would say that you were
right
fat.
After
you moved
filming
in 2 months after,
Let's just say, let's give you July that you really started like talking. Mm-hmm. Let's say August, you really started like for sure dating. Mm-hmm. You moved in September.
You never went home.
You got engaged in February.
Uh-huh. You never went home.
Mm-mm. Do you miss your mom and dad?
All the time.
Where was your shit?
So my shit was in Shelter Island and his shit is in West Hampton, which is like a 1.5 hour drive. And we, in the most non-romantic way, he was like, you should just bring all your stuff to my place. And I'm like, you know when you can't tell if they're just being nice or they really want
it? Right, because I was like, did you ever offer?
It was your shelter. It was your quarantine stuff. It wasn't like it was your New York City apartment.
Yes, I was quarantining with my parents.
Did you ever offer to go home? No.
We were like so crazy into each other in the beginning that it was just like, we just wanted to be with each other 24/7.
So never, I would be like, okay, I'm going to get out of your space.
Yeah, so then what was your transition? This pod just took a turn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was your transition from leaving the Hamptons to then like figuring out your living situation in New York City?
In the city? So,
because you got engaged in the Hamptons.
We got engaged in the Hamptons while it was still COVID.
So you were in, so you just stayed in the Hamptons till February. When did you come back to New York?
We came back around May when comedy opened up. So we both started doing comedy in the city. And then we would also go back and forth to West Hampton. Some days I'd wake up and he'd text me, be like, hey, I drove out to play golf this morning. I'll be back for dinner. And I'll
be
like,
cool. Where was your New York City stuff?
Yeah, what was going on with your New York City apartment?
I moved my stuff in Long Island City to his Lower East Side apartment.
In what month?
Very early May.
Wow.
The all thing your is, shit.
Your lease was up.
Okay, you know when you're with a best friend and like after 3 days you're just like, I want to spend all my time with this person? That's just how I felt.
Wow, that's really nice.
And we also...
But I want to say...
Oh my God, I was picturing a girl. You I was like are, picturing like your best friend. And I was like, no, like I'm ready to go home.
You are... You didn't even pop into my head. You are the exception, okay. Though.
But Des and I are also both very independent people. And He wakes up really early and I wake up really late. So he has like 5 hours to himself in the morning, which I think is
so you guys are important. Single.
Yeah. We're single. I haven't seen the man.
The reality
he falls asleep at 8 and then I'm just like, I do whatever I want for like
that,
6 hours.
Honestly, that's okay. But I'm being totally honest. Yeah. That's why it works.
It works though. I feel like, okay. So when I stayed with you guys for like Memorial Day weekend. Okay. Yeah. We are ourselves sleeping till 10, 11.
Yeah. Des, we enjoy the finer things in life.
The finer moments in life where we can sit back and fucking relax. I see Des's head peeking in every hour. Y'all still asleep? I'm like, Des, we are asleep.
I feel like we get shamed a lot for like sleeping and being in the bed, and it can be called lazy. But it's really a form of mental health. Like, if I know that I need to be in the bed for a certain amount of hours, I don't care what you think about it. I have to do it for myself.
I wish I said more often, like, when people called me lazy or said I didn't do certain things, I wish I just was like, I'm depressed.
Yeah, because it's...
It is a form of... It is a depression. Like, and it's kind of a crutch sometimes. Yeah. It's
like, us sleeping in, that's one thing. You having all your clothes on your bed all the time, disgusting. But...
Hannah, if you want to go this route, we can go this route. But bitch, if you want to square up, let's square up and let's do it the right way, okay? Do not come at me. Because first of all, your West Hampton home, bitch, is a mess. And I will read you.
No, Hannah's a mess.
Your mother cleans your apartment.
This is turned for the worst. This is turned for the worst.
Your Lower East Side apartment.
Your mom cleaned your apartment. She loves cleaning.
Your Lower East Side.
She loves to clean. It's her only joy in life.
And you don't.
Wait, what is Dez's cleanliness level?
The same as hers. So I don't want to hear no shit about how I keep clothes on my bed for one season when I didn't have a fucking dresser. Next.
You better put your finger down. You better put your finger down or there's going to be a problem.
Or what?
Unless it's going in my pussy, you better put that finger down. Also, I'm going to say this about the three of us, too. That went intense. Yeah.
Okay, let's take it down.
We are the same type of people where being around other humans drains us.
Stresses me out.
Where certain people, when they're around a group of people, it gives them energy. We're the opposite. So, like, when we're escaping to, like, a corner of the room to be by ourselves, it's because we physically need to.
Yeah.
And also, like, some people, when they want to get away from their thoughts, will work out all day. And everyone's like, yeah, look at them. They're great. When I want to get away from my thoughts, I'll... scroll on my phone in bed.
Yeah.
So those are two of the same things, but we're glorifying one and we're bullying the other.
Yeah.
I just, okay, I have,
I don't want to work on my traps.
Also,
when I'm fighting with my boyfriend.
Okay, but my therapist told me, like, because one time I was like, my anxiety is high. I tried to go to the gym and like run it off to see if that would help.
Yeah.
Dude, came back from the gym, had a full on panic attack. Yeah. I was like, what is going on? She's like, some people just, they can use like working out as an outlet. But she's like, you're obviously not one of those. And I was like, that's great. She's like, you are the type that you just need to like be by yourself. And like, and I have to put like ice cubes in my hand to like bring myself down. Because sometimes when you're so up, something that like is demanding a lot more energy, you're just going to freak out more. And like, there like are your moments. Adrenaline. Yeah, your adrenaline. It's
what
just
are these
too much.
Tools that you use? You said you put ice cubes in your hands.
Okay, so when I'm like mid panic attack, like,
and to she reset, does, she has panic attacks where like she shakes.
Yeah, I shake. And like, I can't. I mean, my last one was in October. It was really bad. I called my mom and she was, and it's like 5 a.m., 6 a.m. I'm supposed to get on a flight. And like, I just couldn't do it. And I like called my mom and she's like, what? I know Sierra's not up at this time. So she answers and she's like, hello. And I'm like, I'm freaking out. And she's trying to like talk me off the ledge, but I'm shaking. My mom ended up staying on the phone with me. I put like ice cubes in my hand. I got like frozen stuff, put it on my stomach. And I just like had to lay in bed. My mom just like talked to me for like an hour or so until she had to like go to work. And like, and then I ended up just like falling asleep. But I was like, I would wake up intermittently, like still like, anxious and like jittery, and then I'd go back to sleep and just have to like, I really just have to like sleep it off. Like,
yeah.
It's, but also when I'm like in social situations, which Paige does, when I used to hang out with Paige and like,
do we not hang out anymore?
Oh, yeah, when you used to like go out
when you were
out.
Single.
Yeah.
You,
okay.
Like when she would call an Uber and be gone instantly and be like, and I like, I understand an Irish goodbye, but damn, that bitch is gone. Like,
yeah. She saves not looking back. A lot of time avoiding.
She does. The but now talk. I get it.
Because I get to a point where I'm like, and now I need to escape a lot or freak out.
But it's also like you not being a people pleaser and knowing like, these people want me to be here.
Right.
But I know that
I'm
a people pleaser where my drunk ass friend who's blackout and won't even remember the rest of the night would be like, Hannah, don't leave.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, I'll stay. And then she's
like for what?
Pissing the sidewalk. Yeah. And I'm like, why did she need me for this?
Yeah.
Like, but now I'm at the point where I'm like, I fucking leave.
Yeah.
And I get to the point where I'm like, I gotta go get in bed. Like, if I'm if something's really stressing me out, I'm like, I have to go get in bed. I have to be, it really is like my comfort zone.
Let your friends leave.
Yeah.
Normalize letting them leave.
Let your friends go.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Let them never talk to
you. Don't chase them. Don't chase them.
Let them block
you. Just make sure they're home.
Go on a vacation for 6 months and never hear from them again. Leave them alone.
Let them join the witness protection program and don't ask questions about it.
Don't. I do think we have to normalize. Though outgoing women who are
you always trying to normalize
them. Yeah, we gotta normalize everything. Hashtag normal. Normalize outgoing
as I'm listening to us talk, like normalize this.
Trying to it's like I don't wear deodorant anymore because I am your European, so normalize it.
Normalize aluminum free deodorant that don't fucking work.
Shut up.
We have to normalize outgoing, confident, very beautiful women. Being actually riddled with social anxiety. Like, just because I have a podcast and I
just
talk for a living
I'm cute.
Doesn't mean I want to socialize.
Just because I'm cute doesn't mean I'm stable. Okay?
Yeah.
Just
because my outers are stable doesn't mean my innards are stable.
I'm fucking broken, but you better believe this fucking hairline
just
is laid.
My outfit
this
is
hairline
sick.
Is laid.
Right. No, just because I look put together does not mean that I am.
It's like a dog. Just because a dog looks really cute doesn't mean you have to pet it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Oh my God.
Paige might not agree with that sentiment, but yes.
But it does. I do think, especially like people seeing us who have seen us on TV, all of us napping at times. Believe me, I know all these women and they are not lazy. A lot of it is anxiety, depression, mental health stuff to make it through if you think about the situation and the context.
Yeah.
That we're trying to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's draining. Things that aren't mentally draining for other people, like, doesn't mean it's not mentally draining for someone else.
True. Right.
And it's people are so quick to judge to be like, get over it.
Oh, sorry. Like, that's why you're going to bed.
Also, it's socially like, no constructed that beds are made for nighttime.
If there's one thing that you use the most in your lifetime, it's your fucking bed.
I think it's big furniture. It's just your trying bed. To sell us more types of furniture when really you just need a bed.
That's why mattresses are so expensive.
Yeah, now they're like 10 grand.
True.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Basically, Des and I went to this place called, the cutest name, Ballymaloe. Oh, I thought you guys would react to that. Anyway. And we stayed in a tower.
Oh.
And that's when I was like, I'm Rapunzel? A princess.
You're Rapunzel.
Apparently in Ireland, apparently, they don't have like king or queens.
Right.
They're just like, I don't know what's going on in
Ireland. They don't have a president?
They have probably a prime minister, right?
I think they have prime minister.
Honestly, this shit is
the
not.
Irish who listen, because we do have a lot of Irish gigglers, are like,
they're like, you're idiots.
Stupid.
They're like, please don't come back.
Because they fought with the British. I'm not going to get into it. Des is going to be disappointed in me because I've been pretending that I know what's going on for a long time.
This is
time.
Your children's ancestry.
Oh my God, my unborn child.
Yeah.
History is never.
Did you hear Craig
point.
Wants to name their baby Seven?
And Ransom.
And Scissor.
Ransom.
With Scissor?
No, Ransom?
Ransom.
Like a I'm going to pay this ransom.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Idiot.
Wait, we've gone all this time without...
Get rid of Craig. I'm so tired. Every time he opens
Sierra's
his mouth.
Done with Craig.
Every time he opens his mouth. I'm just kidding. I love Craig, but get rid of him.
With that said, we are going on a big trip next weekend.
Yeah, we are.
Not to make this about me, but it's my wedding year. So.
Oh, golly, a year? Your wedding year?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait,
someone just asked me, and they were like, why is Hannah looking? Who was that? Was like, why is
looking
Hannah
fine?
Looking for oh. a videographer for Miami? And I was like, it's her bachelorette. Who the fuck was I talking to about this? And they were like, are you guys just going to do hype videos for like your whole life? And I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. We were talking the other day about this good idea. What if we just like vlog our entire fucking Miami trip?
I think we should.
We're going to have confessionals when I can't wait for when you're super fucked up, Paige. And then, oh, when you're super fucked up.
We can just do it on our phone.
I'm the whole time. The videographer is going to be like, Hannah's passed out in the chair.
Yeah. And we'll give the videographer everything from our phone.
Okay. We'll do it from the phone because video guys could be expensive.
Yeah, could you imagine? Like,
I talked to one guy. He's like, "How many hours?" And I'm like,
72.
Yeah. Like, I was like, "Cancel your 70. Whole week."
You're like, I just sent you the itinerary. Party. You were like, immediate bus.
We're grasping
club,
the footage.
Another club. No sleep.
Another club.
Airplane. Another club. Another club.
So my TikTok knows that I'm having a bachelorette coming up, and these girls. Did this bald party that was so epic. Yeah. This one girl was like Mr. Clean. The next girl was Gandhi. The next girl was...
I actually saw that before you sent it to me. And my initial reaction was like, oh, Hannah's bachelorette. But then I was like, I'm probably trying to pick up a dude. And I'm not going
so
out
so I sent this to
cat.
The group text.
If we didn't do it in Miami, we could have done that theme party. But like...
When I tell you the silence was very loud when I sent it to the group text. One girl who's already like married... And is not into men was like, maybe I'll do this. And everyone else was silent.
I didn't
I didn't even read it.
Someone said, is Paige going to block you? Someone said, is Paige blocking you? I go, first of all, is she ready to block me? Second of all.
Mid-depression this morning. I didn't even open the thread.
It was funny, but.
I said, I can't fucking
wait. I totally get it. I want us. I would get drunk and be like, I'm so ugly.
And also, I know you have these themes. This is like a fun, cool spur of the moment theme. But bitch, I already put in my order for all the other themes.
And also, I didn't want to say it, but a bald party is a little aggressive for this climate.
Bald.
Do you get it? Jada Pinkett Smith, do you get it?
I went immediately into like the weather. I don't know where I went.
I started thinking about pubes. I was like, this is not.
Someone dresses up a Jada Pinkett.
What do you think about Will Smith being banned for 10 years?
I think it's absurd.
I kind of think it's wild.
I think
it's
crazy.
He can't go.
He can't be nominated. He can't win.
I'm being honest, if I was Will Smith, I probably wouldn't show face for 10 years.
Wait, can he not? I don't know if he can't be nominated.
I thought he can have anything to do with the Academy for 10 years.
Because if he can't, I'm going to look that up. If he can't be nominated, that's his whole career. That's the whole reason why he makes movies.
No, he does it for the love of it.
He does it for the message. What if there's something that he is very passionate about that he wants to share with the world? Fucking award.
Also, he's already done so many movies. Maybe take a breather.
I think
maybe
that,
stop running away from something.
Like, the Oscars, I feel like for them to ban him for 10 years, I think that's fucking crazy. One, because literally people have done so much worse and they still have their Oscars.
Like
their,
rape.
Yeah, rape, molesting women, fucking sexually harassing them nonstop. Mm-hmm. They're still getting their
no,
awards.
No, that's the problem.
He can still be nominated.
Yeah.
But he just can't accept it. But, like, I feel like the Academy
wait,
is, like, a bunch.
Wait, he can't accept it?
So well, he can't go there to accept it.
But I'll be honest.
But he can win it.
He can win it.
But it's kind of like, are they really going to vote for him, though?
Mm. I feel at this point, Will Smith probably doesn't want to go.
Okay, I talked to my dad about it.
Okay, what did Gary say?
What did Gary say, yeah.
He feels really bad for Will Smith. He was like, you can't slap someone, though. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, he should be getting in trouble, but he's PO'd at Jada.
You know why?
He's like, this is all her fault, and no one's blaming her.
Because, and you know what? She put out another little video, too.
Saying shh.
The saying that crazy stuff, like when she and he was like, she was recording him.
Oh yeah. Mm. But this was saying, a while ago though, I think that video.
And she also put like a statement saying like she never even wanted to marry him. She cried on their wedding
this
day.
This was all from before. People are pulling these quotes from before.
Yeah, but that's insane.
And she was like, I'm not a woman who needs self-defense. Was that from before?
I don't know, but I also think we can't just blame the woman.
No.
Damn, girl.
No, I'm not blaming her, but like she's not taking any accountability either. Like,
I'd be like, yo, I drove my husband insane. I'm sorry.
I can't wait
like
for that
she
day.
She had a full on affair and like probably damaged this man's emotions so much.
Okay, obviously we don't understand their relationship.
Yeah, we don't know in depth.
But bottom line is, if my man slaps another man for self, like for something
like
that offended me, like I would be like, cool, babe.
See, I think
like I will never disagree with him in public.
See,
Unless it's something that's like
I'll give him a look.
Feel like,
I'll give him a look like he knows, but I will be supportive. But he'll know. We'll talk about this later. I think it's so embarrassing when men fight physically. I think it's the ultimate like
I
get disgusted when I'm a slap.
Let's move it to something happier.
Yeah. Fuck
J-Lo's
both of
engaged.
Them. Oh my god, J-Lo's engaged again. With the green engagement ring, and I think that my early 2000s dreams have come true today.
I think we've had a lot of opinions on J-Lo and Ben Affleck this pod. And we recently were not really feeling it. Let's be honest.
Most recently we weren't feeling it.
Why?
And I would say that was what? Like a month?
Because they were just being
ago.
Like so PR that it started to get obnoxious. But I think someone told them. Hey,
yeah, because
Giggly Squad has called you guys out.
Yeah.
Giggly Squad has said, happened. You guys are trying too hard. You're walking around Madison Square Park kissing with a whole
they're walking
like,
around Madison
team.
Square Park?
Yeah, they did a whole like PR stunt. And it started to get to the point that it was exposing. The fact that they did a subtle, like, I mean, did she do like an email newsletter or something?
She literally announced it on her website.
Get those emails up, girl. I appreciate. Honestly, least romantic thing I've ever heard. She's like.
She went on her Instagram story and said, head to JenniferLopez.com. I have an announcement.
You guys.
And it was her
we're all
engagement
pawns
announcement.
In their love scheme.
Wait, really?
We're all pawns in the game of making people money.
I have a few
now
things.
Now my opinion Same. Is changing.
A few things. One, I'm not down for the green ring.
I was reading up on green rings.
In the early 2000s, I was very down for the pink one.
Okay, can I tell you what her pink... Rumor is that she kept her pink ring. Can I tell you what it's worth now?
Yeah.
Ben reportedly bought that for about $1.5 to $2 million at the time. Girl, that ain't nothing. And now it's probably worth around $12 to $15 million because it's so, pink diamonds are so rare and precious. Yes.
Where is it now?
Bitch, I'm trying to find it.
Probably like...
Where is the ring? Because she just got another one.
Wait, on her, she like, just grateful. Fully Julia Foxed me. I was like, that's a lot of money. And she was like, no, it isn't. Anyway. You know, and she's like, are you done dating billionaires? And she was like, ew.
Definitely not.
Definitely
no,
not. Not done. Oh my God, I can't wait to see who your next billionaire boyfriend is. We're in New York City.
I've only... Have I dated a billionaire? My next billionaire.
Me too.
Let me just say me too. Millionaire, billionaire, we'll take him.
I, you know, everyone's trying to have their moment. She went green, but it's not emerald. It's just green.
It's not an emerald.
Yeah,
it's green.
No, it's like light green. I don't love it. But there was a rumor that they'd been hanging out way before like the public knew, which is like obvious.
Yeah.
And it was way before...
She broke up with A-Rod?
Yeah.
Good for her. You know that song, Keisha Cole, I Should Have Cheated?
That's my favorite song. I should have cheated.
That has been a recurring theme in my life right now. And
I
should have
lied. I should have cheated.
Oh,
girl.
I should have went out to the club. Yes.
I don't know this song.
R&B Queen doesn't know this song.
I know. I don't
know. Okay, there's a song. She's like, I should have cheated. I was listening to...
She basically sang, if you're going to accuse me of all this shit, I should have done it.
And A-Rod was running around. A-Rod was running around doing whatever. And I was like, damn, J-Lo should have cheated.
They had a business relationship. She was like, you fool around, I fool around, don't embarrass me, I won't embarrass you.
And then he embarrassed her.
He embarrassed the fuck out of her.
And thank you, Craig.
Oh yeah, Craig is responsible.
Craig is responsible.
And I feel like that in some... And I have been such a Jennifer Lopez supporter.
Wait, you know what? This is the one time
I should be invited to that wedding.
Girl.
Wait, you should.
I should.
Wait, absolutely.
Honestly.
Craig and I should be invited to that wedding.
I actually co-signed that. Yeah.
You know, because like...
If there's one thing Craig ever did for us, it was that.
Jennifer.
Well, maybe some more things for you, but for me, it was definitely Bennifer.
Do you think if you're Jennifer Lopez, why do you think she wanted to get married so fast again?
I can't imagine being engaged that many times in the public
eye. I'm getting married and it's like, it's a fun party, but like, I can't imagine doing it like six times.
Could you imagine being engaged that many times in the public eye?
No.
I feel like even just having a guy come on TV and fuck you over is enough for me to be like, I'll never have my relationship on TV. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
And she's done it like so many times.
Well, they're making a choice to have their relationship public, which is interesting because Kim Kardashian went to the Kardashian premiere.
Yep.
And Pete chose not to be on the carpet. And they kind of made it like he's being such a supportive guy. But we know every girl wants the guy on the carpet with her. So I think Pete was...
No,
like,
I don't want him on the carpet with me.
But I think Pete was probably
I think they're doing their relationship in terms of like being public in a lovely way. Like, I don't feel like I'm inundated with Pete and Kim.
Because they're scared of Kanye.
Incessantly.
I as well.
Who is getting help apparently? And we love that for you.
Yeah, we love that.
I mean,
he's going to a behavior.
And people are like, oh, Kanye dropped out of the Grammys. Oh, good. Let him work on himself instead of being like, he's saying no to the checks, which are probably what drove him insane in the first place.
Which he's already a billionaire. Wait, it's not like it's going to make that much of a difference. Yeah.
Kanye dropped out of Coachella. And so they went to Bruno Mars and they were like, will you fill Kanye's spot? And he was like, yeah, but I want what you're paying Kanye. And they were like, well, and they were like, well, and he was like, well, obviously you have the money, so give it to me.
Yeah, the money was designated for Kanye.
I think they gave it to him.
Ugh, men are...
Damn, am I going to Coachella?
Are you?
Bruno Mars?
I don't have it in me in the least bit.
I don't have it in me either.
Here's the thing. This is my ideal Coachella experience.
Well, this is two girls... Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Two girls what?
Paige
one
and I.
One cup? What's going on?
Two girls that want to be in bed.
No, but listen, two girls, as I'm about
bed.
To tell
two
you...
Two girls,
my...
one bed.
We will be launching our OnlyFans after this.
Our Patreon is two girls, one bed. Sorry, continue.
I kind of
love it.
I kind of love it. Two girls. There's something there.
And it's just me and you in bed and we live stream it and we don't do anything the whole time.
Yeah, occasionally, like ASMR.
I go, Oh, like I've been wanting to get into AIDS.
We order different foods. You hear us taking it out of the packages. We eat it.
And occasionally we see a funny...
I'm going to be an ASMR
person. We see a, we see a funny video and then a little air just comes out of our nose. Like
that's exactly what they do. They're like... And then they do it on different...
On TikTok, they do it too.
And they make so much fucking money.
Yeah, oh my God. Do. Yeah, just eat an ice cube.
Okay, wait. My ideal Coachella experience, I want a section and I only want it to be like... three people in the section and I want to be like this close to the stage, like this is a stage, this is me. Mm-hmm. And then like four chairs,
so you want to be two, Hailey two or three.
Yeah, like I want it to be so exclusive that would probably cost me like 50 grand, but I'm probably not going to Coachella.
Speaking of going places, Paige, we're very good at transitions, Paige.
You don't went, be alarmed by
don't
it.
Be alarmed you
we haven't even finished talking about your bachelorette party.
Don't right are you going to You went to a restaurant with Craig.
I went to a restaurant with Craig.
What did he do?
He ordered a massive... Okay, first of all, let me just start out with this.
I feel like I've lived this experience so many times.
I don't know how I started dating a man that likes musicals. I'm literally questioning everything.
You have to go to a musical.
So funny. It makes me want
to
die.
You have to go to a musical.
I've been to two now. I hate musicals.
Dude, like, I hate them.
Does he know that?
Yes.
Okay.
I hate
what
them
What is the
so,
second one?
It's funny if you're still pretending. No,
I... okay, like a little bit I am still. I like to like do things that are different though, like rather than like, oh, let's just like go out to dinner and like let's get drink. Like I like that we do events, like things like that. So we were walking down the street and he was like, oh, we should see if like Book of Mormon is playing because we had just like hung out with someone who was like, it's my favorite play. Like you have to go. And we were like, yeah, we should go. But I had no
intention of going.
I was joking. It was a joke.
I thought about it was plays, a bit. I'm like, oh my God, I should go. I have no intention of going.
Gassing this third person up with like, yeah, we'll tell you how it is.
Yeah. That's how you reply to everything. Yeah. I'll totally do that.
Yeah, for sure.
She's like, yeah. If that's a thing that you do.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
And then the minute you walk away, I'm not doing that.
I'm fucking going to that. Like, I'm not going. If I have to leave my apartment, I'm not going. So
that's why we're at her apartment right now.
Truly, when you guys were like, I'm at my apartment, I was like, okay, because Paige DeSorbo never has to leave her place.
It's called anxiety and depression. I'll have a panic attack if I have to leave. So we're walking excuses down the street. We had like gone shopping one day. We're walking down the street. We're doing New York City things.
Walking
we stopped,
down Park Avenue.
Yeah, we stopped, got a hot dog from a cart. And then he was like, let's go to Book of Mormon. And in the moment, I was like, yeah, what a fun thing. So he looked up the tickets. We're going the next day. We go out to dinner. He gets this massive seafood tower. I'm embarrassed by everyone like next to us who's like, these people are like, don't live in New York. Like, who comes and orders a fucking seafood tower that's the size of the table?
I died for you.
Yeah, did you eat any of the seafood tower?
I honestly ate all of it. It was so good. We went to Quality Bistro. Mm-hmm. It just opened. Mm-hmm. It's like this little French restaurant. It's like the same as like Quality Italian, all those places in New York. It was really
good. If you order a seafood tower, it's like, what are you trying to prove?
Yeah, like, who are you impressing?
What are you missing inside that you are now putting on your outside?
But the way that Craig orders, he orders everything.
Oh, and he doesn't
everything.
Eat, and he doesn't eat
and
anything.
Doesn't
I hate that, because guess who does eat it? I do. I will end up eating it.
No, I think Craig's they just waste so much food.
He does. But I do that also, so I don't find it as a pet.
Know. Yeah, because I eat all your food.
Yeah. And in his defense, the man loves seafood. I've had so many crab boils in this New York City apartment.
You know what it is? It's hard.
That to me is crazy that you get that shit delivered.
I mean, you get anything
in a plastic
delivered.
Bag.
In a plastic bag. And he puts a towel down saying, on this table. He sits on the floor and the man cracks
there
open
is
crabs
no way.
And hands them back to me and I eat them.
Wait, he cracks them for you? That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
There's no way. You are going to get salmonella one day.
These crabs are from the Hudson.
E. coli, something.
These crabs are from the Hudson
they are
River.
From the Hudson. I'm sure you're
you
ordering.
You pay extra for the salmonella.
A C-star.
HPV
A C-rating restaurant. A crab boil? Or where?
I don't know.
When you order a
oysters?
Seafood.
I don't know. No, not oysters.
Clams, but mussels.
No, just crabs and lobster.
I'm judging
this
Craig.
Is the thing. This is the nightmare of everything we were saying. We like to actually not get attention unless we want it. And a seafood tower is a moment that I don't... It's like happy birthday. It's the food version of singing happy birthday.
That's exactly what it was. I was like, I don't want people looking at our table.
You don't even
they got the seafood tower.
You don't even like when people bring alcohol with the...
Sparklers.
Sparklers. That is literally sparklers for dinner.
But we know who we're dealing with. Craig loves attention.
Craig loves attention.
If there's Craig wants to be the center of attention of all time. which is kind of crazy that y'all are dating, because like,
I like to be the center of
his. He has humbled the fuck.
You know what's interesting? I got a message that was interesting because people were like, oh, people say that I'm like Craig a little. Mm-hmm. And they asked if like, you're like Dez.
Am I?
You're both Scorpios. You both are main character energy and you both are very
Wait,
like.
When is Dez's birthday?
November 12th.
Oh my God. Wow. I didn't realize we were that
1942.
Close. Really?
Damn.
No. I feel like I'm like Craig and.
Girl, I know we are not that. You're not that great at math, but I know for a fact that you could do 2022 minus 1942.
I did think. I was like, wait.
But what? I do think it's important to have a best friend who's similar to your significant other. I think Craig brings the silly out in you.
Yeah, Craig's an idiot. That's why she likes him. Because yeah. Also, Gary's. So silly and yeah, such totally. An idiot.
Yes.
Like
yeah. Such an idiot. I'm an idiot.
I figured it out. Like Paige's type when I like when we spent Thanksgiving together. I was like, oh, okay. You like stupid. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, we're at the dinner table. Gary's just, you know, going on and
because
on and on.
My brother is so stupid. And
but he
I
calls
love
you
it.
Stupid.
We're in the
because
car.
They're actually intelligent in terms of like.
They're quick.
They're quick-witted. They're in their profession. They know what they're talking yeah. about. But thank in you. General life, you're just
they're
like,
just
shut
stupid.
The fuck
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Like,
they Gary's in the, no. Gary's in the yeah. car just going off, just fucking. Just flowing.
And they
Paige
both
is giggling
think-
the entire time. Her mom is like, Paige, stop laughing at his jokes.
I'm an enabler.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
if
I was like.
If I'm going to get a laugh, if I'm going to laugh about it, I'm going to enable it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And so I was like, okay, this makes sense. Now I understand why she likes Craig. Craig's an idiot. He's stupid. He says crazy shit.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the mob wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
But crazy, it's closed.
So anyway, so we go to Book of Mormon. I slept through the entire thing.
Did he know you were sleeping?
Yeah, he knew I was sleeping. He was sad. Like, I woke up during intermission because the lights go on and there were chips. So I woke up, I ate Pringles.
I texted you because we need to do something and you're like, apparently there's intermissions at these places. So this is, I'm not going to see you for 6 hours. And I said, okay, buckle up.
So, oh my God.
I woke up, I ate chips. I did stay awake for the second half because I had a soda. So I was like, ready to go. Mm-hmm. He loved every minute of it.
Did
he thought
cry?
It was the best play best musical he's ever seen.
Wow.
He didn't cry, but he laughed the whole time. It's the people that
I will
made,
never know that.
South Park. The people that write South yes. Park made the play.
I cannot stay I awake. I saw what's that one? Wicked at the Gershwin.
Oh,
people are like, oh my God, you went to go see Wicked.
Yeah, I went for my 16th birthday. I can tell you one thing that happened.
Yeah, girl, me neither. I was asleep within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, right when it started, I was like, yeah, I'm going to settle.
It's dark. It's dark. The seats are cushioned.
Yeah. People are singing.
No.
It's literally lullabies.
It's so loud, everyone's focused on one thing that you feel like no one's looking at you, so you're like alone almost.
Yeah.
And the noise, it kind of,
and it's
like,
not like a baseball game where like you could get hit. Like there's no fear.
No. See, I can do a play. Like, there's sometimes, like, I've gone to plays and I'm like, I can stay awake. Musicals, you don't have to sing everything.
Yeah, I feel that way about musical movies.
I hate musical movies.
If you've ever had a musical theater friend, they're
what
really
is that?
Fun.
Craig is my musical theater.
They will La La Land?
Craig's favorite show is Blade. And I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, this is what they do. They'll be like... And then I started to think.
God, we'll say it after.
And then I started to think to myself, why me?
Yeah,
why
I was me? Like, shut up.
It's so dramatic that I'm like, I can't.
It's so dramatic.
The setup is so corny. They're always like,
it's corny as hell.
But have you ever thought about the thing?
Think of when you think. You can see the song on the tip of their
spot
tongue.
On. Wait, that's they exactly go, what it is.
Hannah, I see your next career brewing.
I think my mom would want to tell me. You're that beautiful. I'm just a boy. You're beautiful.
No, seriously, that's what it's like. I will say,
maybe
did, like,
I could be good
perfect.
At that though.
That have is a musical movie that
yeah,
I
because
did
they
like.
Were having they were in a music competition, so
yeah,
it was like
it was a,
proper.
Oh yeah, that's why I like.
Have
those.
You
yeah.
ever seen Mulan?
No,
I haven't seen it in a while.
It's the greatest movie ever made, and there
okay,
are songs. In
wait
it.
A minute, I take back. I do okay. Does do the Disney movies count? Because
yeah, they do count.
It's like a musical,
but they're very. There's a lot of memory
they're
nostalgia.
Different. Yeah,
so
but they're not singing it. There just happens to be a song playing while there's a crazy scene happening. I feel like
no, Simba sings.
He does.
Yeah, I can't wait to be king.
Oh, oh yeah, I don't count those.
Simba's a fuckboy. We don't associate with him.
I have
agree or disagree.
I mean, I mean, my track record agrees, but
yeah,
Simba disagrees.
Is a Simba. Yeah, love bombed boy. The shit out of Nala.
Yeah, he sure
and then
did.
Left her for dead.
Left her for dead because he has daddy issues.
He did come back and have babies with her, right?
Which is weird because she's technically his cousin. Because all, if you
yeah,
think
that's
about
true.
It,
the same little
the tribe. They all come from the same
of,
dick.
What do you call a group of lion?
A pack?
Tribe.
Tribe. That's not right.
That's not right. Patrick said it. Okay.
Is it a tribe?
I have. Oh, okay. I have one more thing that I read about. Have you heard of masturbation?
On TikTok?
Manifestation, yes.
Masturbation manifestation? No.
Okay. What are we...
While you're fingering yourself...
I have heard of this. At the moment that you're, like, coming is when you should manifest because you are, like, your lightest self. And, like, your most
what
in tune
what the fuck is on y'all's TikTok
I
algorithm?
I have heard about it.
And
have you done it?
Not yet, because I'm scared. There's something about also like the positive feeling, like you're feeling something
yes.
good in that moment, connecting it with like, oh, when I think of my career,
you're the
it's
most,
amazing.
Yeah, like your brain is the most connected with your body at that exact
okay.
moment.
Okay. So when you're about to come or when you're coming.
So how, when,
like, I think about this whole thing.
This is what I do.
When
Ez and I are having sex, right when he's about, I go, Netflix special!
And then you just lay there?
Wow.
I hope you get your Netflix special.
You are going to get a Netflix special because I feel like we are.
When's the last time you had sex? When's the last time you manifested this?
He's in Ireland, so last time I visited him.
Oh, but you could do like phone sex, masturbation,
man. Also, yeah, I don't need a man.
You don't need him. Yeah,
you don't need him.
You don't need
him. No, honestly, their dreams could like infect my dreams. So like, yeah,
it's probably best to do it by yourself.
Craig will like start.
he'll end up getting my manifestation.
He'll hijack your manifestation.
He'll be like, you start a YouTube channel.
Use their sperm to take their talent and then manifest your shit.
The fact that you have to spread your legs.
I love that there's a video. Can you tell?
Yeah, because you are just spreading your legs.
I feel like this is real, though.
Damn, who am I going to... I just charged my vibrator last night. This is perfect.
I think you are going to get a Netflix special because I had a weird deja vu moment. Remember when I said to you, oh, I turned on Netflix and there was some comedian that had a Netflix special and I just watched the preview. And in my head, I was like, Hannah's is so much better.
Can you stop?
But it was like I said it as if like Hannah's Netflix special is better than her. This I don't
like. Oh, like you, she had already had one.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. This is the first time they were nice to me all day, and I don't like it. Like I really feel uncomfortable. That's the first compliment she gave me in like 2.5 weeks. I don't like it. I don't trust you.
But
you should.
But receive it.
Sierra, did you have fun on Giggly Squad?
I mean, it's just like any other day with y'all.
I do have to say Sierra is good on the mic.
Yes, she is.
Because at first I was like, is she going to, you know, be a little tight?
Oh, you doubted me, bitch. I see.
I think
it's the environment that we create.
Yeah, we safe, open space.
Okay, and then, okay, guys, these bitches want credit for everything.
This is a safe space that we created.
It's not like it wasn't for us. Like,
it's really
flopped.
Not easy to get on
you
the mic.
You would have flopped.
Like, we couldn't just bring someone random from the street.
Like, we could have made it awkward, and when you sat down, like, accused you of something or some shit.
You did, bitch. You said you had beef with me.
That was the
joke.
You
said you had beef with me.
Because we did. Did you fuck John Mayer?
No. Would I? Yes.
That's all we need to know.
That's all we need to know. Thank you for giggling with us, guys. We love you so much. Sierra, it was an honor to have you
guys,
on.
Guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate this. My friend.
It was a long time coming. And honestly, Hannah just does things now without telling me, YouTube channel and inviting you on the pod. So yeah. I was just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as Paige doesn't have to go anywhere, she's fine with everything. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Check out our YouTube channel. We have merch that's out. Dez really wants the ski outfit. He's like mad that I didn't get him the ski outfit.
Really?
He loves skiing.
I think it might be sold out though.
It might. We'll see. And we love you guys so much. Check us out on YouTube. Talk to you later. Bye,
guys.